It's 8 minutes past eight. This is Morning Ireland and Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Audrey. The front page of The Examiner has a court report where it transpired that Snapchat helped convict a rapist. A 17-year-old girl was walking to her home in West Cork and was within sight of her house when she was attacked by a man. She happened to be making a Snapchat voice note to a friend and left the recording running. This helped Gardaí build a case against the man. When he was arrested, he told Gardaí that he'd consumed 7 bags of cocaine that day. The court sentenced him to 6 years in jail. In her impact statement, the victim said of the rape, "It's not just a moment in time, but it's something that has reshaped my entire perspective on life. I find myself reflecting on my past more often, and I realise that my interactions are now more thoughtful and intentional. It's important for me to carry the depth of these emotions and experiences because I believe that by sharing my story, I can encourage other people who might be facing similar challenges to speak up and know that they're not alone." The front page of the Irish Independent has a story about broadband. Apparently, the government are proposing to bring in a law to prevent broadband providers from increasing prices during contract periods and then refusing to allow customers to break those contracts. And Pascal Donoghue may be gone from the government, but he's still appearing in the letters pages in this morning's papers. Alex Wilsdon in The Examiner says that his record hasn't been thoroughly assessed. He says, among other things, Pascal Donoghue favoured foreign property investors over Irish ones. He writes, "Clearly Ireland will let you away with a lot simply for being a nice man, but if we don't ask questions, then change will come very slowly indeed." While over in the Times, economics questions are dealt with in a letter from Eamon McMahon, writing about Simon Harris's qualifications to be finance minister. He says, when he was studying economics in university, the observation was that in the exams, the questions never changed, just the answers. Back to The Independent, which is a story from Wexford referring to vaping and noise. Apparently, Goree Community School has a new alarm system for its toilets that detects vapes. According to the principal, this has cut vaping by 98%. Some aerosols set off the alarms, so students are only allowed to bring in roll-on deodorants. The other piece of technology the principal loves is phone pouches. He says the noise levels are rising during break times because students are taking their heads out of their phones and are chatting and interacting with each other. There's a lot of laughter going on, he says, which is terrific. Several of the papers are covering tomorrow night's T.G. Cahir documentary about the Irishman who had himself buried alive as a publicity stunt in London in the late 60s. But The Star puts it on the same page as a present-day buried alive story. The paper says that the staff in a Buddhist temple in Thailand heard a noise from a coffin that had been delivered for cremation. When they opened it, the woman inside was alive and knocking on the side. Her brother, who delivered the coffin, said that his sister had been bedridden for 2 years and had become unresponsive and seemed to stop breathing 2 days previously. And if you're a woman looking for love, the Mail has the story of an English aristocrat who's searching for a wife to give him male heirs. You must be 20 years younger than the Lord, so if you're in your 60s you needn't apply, that's because he's almost 80. He has other requirements for a new wife. You have to be at least 5'6". Be a Guardian reader, and you should own your own shotgun. Oh, and one more thing, he'd like a woman with a helicopter license.